Hi everyone, I'm Gary Nall. Always a pleasure to be able to share positive insights on how we can live a longer and healthier life. We begin our program today with a study from Norwich Bioscience Institute, and it talks about brand new research showing how green tea and apples protect from atherosclerosis, a major cause of heart disease in the United States. We should also be concerned about this. And this is directly due to lifestyle. We can control this. Scientists in the Institute of Food Research have found that there's a mechanism by which certain food compounds could help protect our health. An apple a day, yes, even a couple of apple days a day. And green tea also. Why? Because they block a signaling molecule called VEGF, which in the body can trigger atherosclerosis and is a target for some anti-cancer drugs. In the body, VEGF is a main driver of blood vessel formation in these cell types via a process called angiogenesis. And angiogenesis is crucial in cancer progression, as well as in the development of atherosclerotic plaque and plaque rupture, which can cause heart attacks and strokes. Quite simply, the healthier your arteries, the healthier your heart. And if you have a rupture in those arteries and a blockage, you can end up with all kinds of problems. Well, the good news is that certain foods have polyphenols, the functional chemicals that make a difference. And what they found is apples and green tea, which are rich in polyphenols, can be used directly to interact with VEGF to block its signals, which blocks, by the way, the blood formation and can cause strokes and heart attacks if these occur. So just eating healthy each day, including have a smoothie and throw in an apple in your smoothie, throw it in a blender, throw a couple apples in. The skin is particularly rich in polyphenols. Something can help us because it blocks a signaling system. But you want another signaling system, which the polyphenols activate, which increases nitric oxide in the blood. And that nitric oxide helps widen the blood vessels and prevents damage. And that's good for you. And by the way, nitric oxide also is very good for when people are beginning to exercise. You want a lot of oxygen in the blood. You want the blood to flow properly. And it will if you give it pomegranates, beets, apples, and green tea. Our next study comes from the University College London, and it talks about life skills and why those life skills are very important as we age. Now, we all know that we go through transitions. Everyone does. It's just some people go through different transitions. Some people spend less time, other people spend longer in their transitions. For example, you can't wait to get out of high school to get into college or a career. Can't wait to get out of college or then graduate school to get into a career. Can't wait to become a doctor or one of the long-lasting careers that take a lot of study. But what's it take to get through that passage? Depends upon what the passage means to you. If the passage means you've got to learn something that allows you to master a craft or a skill so you can provide yourself with an income, which gives you then a standard of living, then you've got to master it. That requires discipline, persistence, conscientious control over your emotions so you're not compulsive and making all of your decisions upon how I feel. What if how you feel is wrong? And how do you know that your beliefs are right? How many times have you done things based upon other people's expectations of you instead of what you expected from yourself? Growing up, virtually every friend I had was trying to make sure that when they went to college, most of them went to college, some went into trades, that they were also doing it for their family. Their family had an expectation. Hey, we didn't go to college. In fact, in my family, I was the first person to go to college. Then they want us to do well. They want us to do better in our life than they had done in theirs, as far as income and standard of living. And so we did. So it took a lot of discipline. But what's important is those skills earlier in life, we have to maintain throughout our life. And once we reach a goal, a plateau, something that we said, okay, I've gotten here, then we should turn around and look at our life and say, okay, I'm here. I succeeded at something. What did I gain and what did I lose? That's very important. I call this living your life in reverse, meaning don't ask yourself, okay, I'm finally at my goal, and what choices did I make I shouldn't have? And what choices did I make that I should have? You should start first by saying, what am I likely to surrender? What do I have to give up? What do I have to do in order to reach that goal and still maintain balance and still have happiness and time for friends, family, myself, my pets, and exploring life? We shouldn't be so determined to reach a goal that we sacrifice everything else in our life to get there. Because we will get our goal. Most people do. They just don't know how much they have given up to get it. So what's important in this study is your persistence and your inner discipline must always be put into proper perspective. Am I staying too long in this part of life? Should I move? Should I master something else? How can I use my basic life disciplines to enhance my life, to have more joy and fun and time to experience life? Because a lot of people, please listen to what I'm going to share with you now and see if it makes sense, see if it's reasonable. Too many people get all their goals, and one of those goals is not mastering life, mastering careers, mastering success, mastering standard of living, mastering being acknowledged in your field. That all may be important, but not as important as being a happy, healthy, vibrant, creative individual with flexibility. So let's put proper perspective into our life quality. So when we age, we're aging with happiness. Oh yeah, I did that. Yeah, I did that. Let it go. Did it, mastered it. Then it was time to let it go and master something else. And the person that continues to master different life issues, starting from scratch on a spectrum, they're way over here as a novice, an apprentice, even though they had already been a master of other things. Let's just say you're a great neurosurgeon. And then one day you realize, wow, I've done this for a long time. What else can I master? How about gardening? How about taking my empty backyard and making it into a beautiful utopia? You can, an oasis of beauty. Well, I've got to learn. I don't know anything. I don't know which seeds. I don't know which plants. I don't know how to protect it from the weather and insects. Fine. You start everything at the end of a bottom end of a spectrum. And as you mature, as you learn, as your knowledge accumulates into innate wisdom, one day you get to the apex. You think, wow, look at my backyard. Look at my apartment. Look at my studio, whatever it is. Then you think, look at my body. You know, I'm 43, I'm 55, I'm 76, and I look good. I'm happy with myself. That's what we have to do. Master our health, master our emotional health, master our spiritual health, master our community health, what we do for the community, which we all have a moral responsibility to help. What do I do to master my concern for others who have less than myself to share? See, that's what I'm talking about. Use your skills that you develop early in life to forge right through life. And each passage becomes even more important, a new opening. So that's just something to think about. And we want to thank these people who did this study that keeps us focused upon as we age, we should also be keeping a health primary. Now, keeping your health primary comes also with a study from Columbia University. It says that the B vitamins diminish the effects of air pollution-induced cardiovascular disease. B vitamins can mitigate the impact of fine particle pollution on cardiovascular disease, according to new research conducted at Columbia University's Mailman School of Public Health. Healthy non-smokers, which I'm sure is most of you, who took the vitamin B complex nearly reversed any negative effects on their cardiovascular and immune systems weakened by the effects of air pollution on heart rate by almost 150%. on total white blood count by 139%, on lymphocyte count by 106%. This is the first clinical trial to evaluate whether B vitamin supplements change the biologic and physiological response to ambient air pollution. So this was published in Nature. So let's make sure that we're getting the B complex every day. Oh, and by the way, B complex, especially B1, B6, B12, folic acid, and vitamin C, help keep homocysteine levels low, and elevated homocysteine, 14, 15, 16, 17 point, that's not good. That leads to heart attacks and strokes. That's just one of the many things that the B complex does that we need, all right? And that's the end of our health nutrition, a little shorter today, because I have a lot of stuff to share with you, including some positive solutions for virtually all of our crisis. When I say all, I mean all. And I'm going to share a different way of looking at crisis and solutions. I think you'll find it of interest. We'll be back in a moment. Please stay with us. Welcome back, everyone. I'm Gary Nall. I'm going to share some insights. If they're reasonable, if they make sense, then possibly start to incorporate some of these challenging issue questions into your own thought process. Because I'm going to show at least some of the ideas. There are plenty more, and I'm sure people in this audience have good ideas, and I'm going to want to hear your ideas. At any point in this show, we'd like to address solutions to our problems. Our talkback number is 888-874-4888. Also, another two numbers. This is a number for the vast majority of people who cannot listen live, but have to go to our archives and download the shows. 631-359-9463. 631-359-9463. And this is when you're out and about, you're in your car, your truck, cab, driving, and you want to hear us, and we're not in a city where we have a local station carrying us. So you can call in, put it on speaker, and hear the program. That listen live number is 641-793-7091. 641-793-7091. I'm going to play you some clips in a moment, but before I play these very important clips with new insights, new information, I want to continue on from what I started yesterday by exposing the truth of the so-called wonderful utopian smart grid cities of the future, which are actually happening now. If you didn't have a chance to watch yesterday's program and therefore see the videos, and again, we want to do a shout out to the people who produced that clip, and they really need support and deserve support, and I'm going to give that information in a moment. I just, before I let it slip my mind, I want to share with you how you can watch any of these clips. You simply go to prn.live, click on shows, then click on all show archives, and you'll see Gary and All Show clips. That's where you can watch these. Because in one of the scenes near the end, the woman was talking about how you can go into a store in these smart cities, what are now called, they went from 15-minute cities to 10-minute cities, now 5-minute cities, meaning within 5 minutes leaving your apartment or home, you should find everything you need, because that's where they want you to be controlled. And then a woman said that she wanted to have her parents visit, but they had to get a permit, and the permit was only good for 2 hours, meaning her parents could only visit her for 2 hours. If they stayed longer, they had to pay a fine. If you wanted to park your car in front of your house or apartment, you couldn't unless you had a permit. Again, you could be fine. If you wanted to go outside of the area, maybe you worked in a city an hour away, then each trip you made, you were given a certain number and you had to pay a fine if you exceeded a certain number of hours or miles, whatever the metric is, outside it. In effect, you're a prisoner, and boy, it showed it, because the model they're using, please listen to what I'm going to say, this is what's important. The model of these smart cities was created by the group of futurists, the globalists, who want to have one world government, one currency, digital, one set of rulers, none of whom are voted for. They're selected. They're called stakeholders. Now, this is not myth. This is not conspiracy theory. They're no longer hiding. They feel they have so much power at this point because they control the world. They control the world by controlling the shares of stock in every major corporation that you need. If you think, oh, I can bank at Citibank or Wells Fargo or J.P. Morgan Chase or Bank of America, they own controlling interests in all those. They control the Fed. They control the interest rates through the Fed. They control the debt. Now, to show you how amoral they are, or some people would believe they're immoral, let's just say that you have a credit card, and you've seen Samuel Jackson and other actors getting up there and saying, you know, you're going to get, you know, 2% back. Okay, good. How much do I pay? 18%. So I'm still owing 16% interest. What if I can't pay the full bill? What if I kind of, you know, I'm kind of tight on cash? Well, then they automatically increase the interest rates on all your credit cards. Well, how can they do that? I'm only late on one. I only made partial payment on one credit card because they own all the credit card companies. They own all the banks. They own everything. Five companies: BlackRock, Vanguard, State Street, Berkshire Hathaway, and Fidelity. Well, you couldn't own stock, controlling stock in a corporation unless you put in millions or even billions. Yeah, well, they've got over $35 trillion in liquid asset, cash. Where'd they get that? From pensions. There's $15 trillion just in pensions of retirement people. So I see. So I thought that money was somehow in a bank account. No, it's not. You have, when you your pensions go into a fund, that then they hire a company like BlackRock to try to get you more, let's say, a higher return each month or each year on your pension. But that's a risky business. If they go wrong, as Orange County did, and lost billions of dollars, all their money, that's too bad. You don't get that money back. But that money then is used by BlackRock to buy stock in companies that give them then a person on the board of directors, hence policymaking and opinion leading. So they know everything that's going on everywhere in the world at any given moment. They control the CIA, the National Security Agency. They control everything. Yet the average person never knew they existed and wouldn't had we not exposed it. And now there are articles about it. And now they're not hiding it because guess who is controls and founded BlackRock? The same person that sits on the board of World Economic Forum. They have all these young leaders, thousands that they train over years of indoctrination. They're like Trudeau, Putin, Macron, Merkel, and all over the world. And so then they get control of governments, which then they load up their advocates, World Health Organization advocates, World Economic Forum advocates, into their policymaking positions. That's how they control policy. You should know this, because the solution I'm going to offer you, and mind you, this is only one hypothesis. A hypothesis is a working idea that you have yet to prove. But here's one way that I think we could solve a lot of our problems. And just to tell you how bad it is, according to the latest article coming out today, and we want to thank Joe Hoff for this article, quote, senators introduce bill to create digital identity for all Americans, every single American, no exception. Quote, U.S. Senators Kristen Cimino, an independent of Arizona, and Cynthia Loomis, Republican of Wyoming, have introduced Senate Bill 884, also known as, quote, the Improving Digital Identity Act of 2023. The bill was introduced March 21st in order to proceed out of committee on March 29th without amendments and with a favorable recommendation. Conservatives are looking for ways to boycott and move spending away from woke corporations, and here is one way to do it. But here's what the bill states. The text, from the bill, quote, the lack of an easy, affordable, reliable, and secure way for organizations, businesses, and government agencies to identify whether an individual who is who they claim to be online creators an attack vector that is widely exploited by adversaries and cyberspace and precludes many high-value transactions from being available online, incidents of identity theft and identity fraud continue to rise in the United States, where more than 290 million people were impacted by data breaches in 2021, end quote. So they want to form a public-private partnership. The moment you see public-private, there's your five big corporations because they're the public sector, because they control all the corporations. So you're not going to see their name. You're not going to see BlackRock on any name. But any front group, any academy, foundation, think tank, any of these, they're all controlled by these people. And then they end up becoming the advisors. They become the developers of all these transactions. So every single transaction would be monitored. Every single thing would be done by your identity. You would have no privacy. Every single thing you do, it would be monitored, recorded, codified. Do you want that? You didn't even know this, right? 99.99% of every people, all the people in America, didn't know this. I'm merely showing you that in order to challenge a problem, you have to understand the problem, and not just the propaganda defending it. I just want to share that with you. Again, that is up now. It's real. This is Senate Bill 884. This is why you should reach out to your legislators and say no to this bill. And why no? Well, that gets me to this. I'm going to give you examples of the things that I believe should be in our consciousness but are not, that we should address and can, but not if you stay silent and uninformed. The corruption in government institutions and officials is rampant. It is across all institutions, notably the pandemic revealing corruption and nepotism among government officials at the expense of public health and safety. The lack of transparency in government decision-making processes is all behind closed doors, such as the drafting and passage of certain bills, such as the 2017 tax reform bill that was rushed through. That didn't benefit you and I. It did benefit major corporations, rich individuals. Also, the single biggest problem we have in America today is the disinformation and propaganda campaigns aimed at influencing public opinion, meaning anything is the truth, you destroy it. You don't give it a form. You algorithm out of existence. And everything that the government and corporate interests working with the government and these public-private operations, that's what you're told is the truth. And that's the biggest problem we have, because the truth that you need to know is never where you're finding it. Bypassing Congress to wage wars and regime changes, costing American taxpayers money. The last time the United States Congress voted to authorize military force against another nation was in 2002 with a military force against Iraq resolution. After the U.S. military and the State Department and the intelligence agencies have been directly involved in regime changes in Libya, Syria in 2014, and Yemen 2015, the ouster of Aristide in Haiti 2004, and Honduras, that was the Clinton coup with Barack Obama 2009, the ouster of Mubarak in Egypt in 2011, and the coup to overthrow Ukraine's democratically elected president Yanukovych in 2014. Each of these was done solely by White House decree, and all but Haiti during the Obama-Hillary Biden regimes. Did you know about this? Did you know the truth behind our regime change, the assassinations, the destructions of their entire standard of living? No. Also, we have to address censorship and limitations on freedom of speech and expression. Time and again, on Pacifica, of all places, on PFW, KPFK, KPFA, and BAI, my speech has been censored. I've been on non-commercial radio on BAI for 47 years. In March 15th, I started my 47th year. Three more to go, I'm 50 years. That's the longest non-commercial running radio program in American history. But I was also on ABC, ABC Network, WOR, WEVD, and WMCA, twice on MCA for a total of 6.5 years. All told, on those, 6 and 12, 18, and 2 is 20, and 12 again is 32. All told, 36 years I've been on commercial radio. Not once, not one time, has there been politics, internecine conflicts, censorship of any kind. And yet we're supposed to believe that the one place where you're not going to be censored is the place that is filled rife with censorship and animosity. And that's probably why it's dead last, too. So we need to understand that we should have a freedom to say something. Now, you may disagree, and I play things all the time, and I say, you're going to hear a clip, you can agree or disagree in part or whole, but at least hear what they have to say, then call in and share your points of view. That's what open forums are supposed to be. All right, and that's certainly what freedom of speech is. Even if someone doesn't like the speech, you shouldn't try to destroy the person. And yet the media, YouTube, Google, Facebook, Twitter, and especially most lethal, in my opinion, is Wikipedia. And the government attempts to censor the so-called hate speech, or speech that is really not hate speech, it's just contrary to the government's agenda. That's a major problem. Because how are you supposed to be healthy? If all I did every day is come on here and do what I do at the beginning of the program, the latest on peer-reviewed literature talking about health and nutrition. But what if they decide one day, you know something? Too many Americans are starting to eat healthy, starting to exercise, starting to de-stress properly. That's bad for business. We need people sick to exploit that, because we control the excessive pricing in hospitals that no one said anything about. We've been able to stop by putting money in the pockets of politicians so they don't pass an affordable, not Obama's completely fraudulent, disgusting, you know, act, which only enhanced the profits of the insurance companies. But people were listening and liking how he looked and how he played basketball. They didn't care about the policies, and that's almost all people. They don't care. You know, once they're elected, they look presidential. But are they? Well, they look presidential, and they're Democratic or they're Republican, so therefore, you know, we bear them only goodwill and we'll give them our power. Wow. Take a look at what they did with your power. They intimidate all and harass all legitimate journalists and activists and opposition politicians. Examples include those who criticize COVID policies and vaccines, even though they were right. The woke culture, the Zelensky regime, they won't touch those. And electoral fraud and voter suppression tactics and the controversy over voter ID laws and restrictions on early voting in certain states which disenfranchise certain groups of voters. Also gerrymandering to manipulate the boundaries of electoral districts in order to give one political party an advantage over another. Look at Dennis Kucinich, one of the most honest, decent politicians. They gerrymandered him out of office. Political polarization and divisiveness fueled by extreme ideologies and identity politics, divisive rhetoric of politicians and media personalities, as well as the rise of extremist groups on both the right and the left. And yet, listen to any of the programs, watch the programs on MSNBC, and you'll see only partisans. Economic inequality, why haven't we dealt with it? We'll give all this money to the Pentagon and Democrats and Republicans, including the hypocrite Bernie Sanders. Oh, yeah, they don't want to stop that jet that he has spent over $3.5 on. No. What about deghettoizing a neighborhood, a whole community? With just the waste in government alone, you could do that in America. And if you hired the people at living wage inside the communities to work on their community, think of the difference. Think if we challenged the entire system and had to convert, close up all private prisons, completely fire all these worthless and degenerate judges who are all political hacks, disgusting vermin, and instead you had a model of a prison system like Norway, where the prisoner has the keys to the cell, where they go home on the weekends, and what do you guess? Our recidivism rate is returning to crime is about 90% or more. Theirs is very low. It's under 10%. What are they doing differently? We don't want to know. We don't want to know there's another way because it won't be profitable. We can't exploit it. We can't exploit prison labor as free labor, slave labor, and it is. But what if we created a completely different environment where people who at that time showed that they could not live civilly and peacefully with other people were put into a place where you actually had true and honest rehabilitation? We don't do that. We say we do, we don't. they're exploited. Everything from the cards they can use for the phones, which are exploitive in pricing, everything about the industrial prison system is wrong to the bone. What if instead of police stations with cells and neighborhoods, instead a precinct, instead in every neighborhood in America, we had a place where there was a police officer, but also psychologists, sociologists, and community members who come to help those who have grievances and problems to deal with them before they go ballistic, and work with people, work with troubled teens, work with gang members to get them out of the gangs, work in a way that a person doesn't feel threatened by walking in there and saying, I got a problem, can you help me? What if we did that? We haven't even tried that idea. We have a weak rule of law and inadequate protection of individual rights, including both sides of the controversy over police brutality. You don't help stop crime by defunding the police. They tried that. In Ferguson, they tried it. Minneapolis, they tried it. And who becomes the victims? The local people living there. And what happens when their neighborhoods are burned down and they can't go to a bank because they're going to be robbed? Then they want the police. It's the quality of the police training, selecting the police who are not suffering from some mental disorder, who are going to go out there and look forward to finding someone they can punish, profile, or hurt. So everything about our justice system is rotten to the core, everything. And it should be completely abolished and rebuilt with a different emphasis upon eliminating crime by eliminating the cause. We have religious and ethnic intolerance leading to discrimination and persecution, recent FBI targeting Catholics, and growing atheistic and scientific programming in universities. We have corporate capture of government institutions, regulatory bodies, the revolving door between, oh, you're a government official heading an agency, oh, now you're going back into that agency, that corporation that you were president of. This is stupid, and it's most apparent in the FDA and CDC. We have apathy and disengagement of citizens from the political process, leading to a lack of accountability. And who were the ones most likely to drop out of the system? Registered Democrats. Historical, large L liberals. They got sick of being lied to by Trump and by, not Trump, but yeah, Trump. Trump was a Democrat, remember, and before he became a Republican. And the Clintons especially, just vile. It's like opening up an ulcer and watching the ooze come out. And that was our political system. People just said, hey, you keep saying you're for unions. And we had 51% of Americans were unions. We had living wages. One parent could go to work. The other parent could maintain the extremely arduous, difficult, challenging process, equally deserving of the person who went to work in importance to raising the children. And yet, all that's been destroyed. Two people having to work sometimes two jobs just to survive. So let me just give you an idea of the bills that you should ask to have repealed because they directly impact your freedom of rights. And the U.S. Patriot Act in 2001 includes a number of provisions that infringe on civil liberties, such as expanding surveillance powers and the ability to detain non-citizens indefinitely without charge of trial. Citizens United in 2010 allows unlimited corporate and union spending on political campaigns and undermines the principles of one person, one vote by giving disproportionate influence to the George Soroses or anyone else who's got the power to buy an election or by the prosecution and therefore not holding those accountable for breaking the law to the same standards. The Voting Rights Act of 2013, this law was intended to protect voting rights for minorities and prevent your voter suppression, but made it easier for states to implement laws that restrict access to voting, particularly for minority voters. The U.S. Freedoms Act of 2015 modified the U.S. Patriot Act and made some changes to surveillance practices, but still allowed for the bulk collection of phones, your records, your phone calls, everything you've done, every photograph you've taken that's been sent, they have it. The National Defense Authorization Act in 2012 includes provisions allowing for the indefinite detention of you, all U.S. citizens, without trial, if they suspect you of something that they call terrorism. Well, gee whiz, didn't they just announce the White House and then the Justice Department that if you stand up at a teacher's meeting or school board meeting as a parent and you object to how something's being taught, they could say, your tone of voice is too loud. I feel threatened by that. Boom, in goes the call, and now you're on an FBI domestic terrorist list. And the National Defense Authorization Act could have them arrest you and keep you there for the rest of your life without a trial or anything. And all the judges know this, and the politicians know this, and everyone knows this except the average American. Did you think that we would become Nazi Germany in 1936? We're there. We're past that. The Financial Modernization Act of 1999, Graham Leach Bliley Act, repealed the Glass-Steagall Act, and that was Clinton. Oh, God, what a group. This is the best you can vote for? Then the shame is on you, not them. They're just being who they are. But that act allows the consolidation into the banking industry and gives banks way too much power over the economy, and they can gamble with your money. And they lost all that. All of them did. They all had to be bailed out with your money, and they paid no fines. They paid no restitution. No one was fired. It was business as usual, and they took extra money, and they used that extra money to buy up their competition. So we created more monopolies. The Telecommunications Act of 1996 deregulated the telecommunications industry and allowed for greater consolidation in media ownership. The Tax Cut and Jobs Act of 2017 lowered corporate and individual tax rates, but also cut social programs and increased the national debt, primarily benefiting the wealthy and corporations, not you. The Military Commissions Act of 2006 established military commissions for the trial of terrorism suspects, but it denied habeas corpus rights. So think of the people who were finally let go after 10, 15 years, 20 years from Guantanamo, who never, never saw a day in court. That's madness. The Affordable Care Act, there's 1,000 reasons Obama should be ashamed, but he's not and won't be. And while it aimed to expand access to health care for millions of Americans, it gives too much power to improperly regulated insurance industry. And the Monsanto Protection Act of 2013 gave legal protection to companies like Monsanto against lawsuits related to the safety of GMOs. The law prioritizes corporate interest over public health safety. That's just some I can name off the top of my head, all right? Because I want to know what has to be eliminated completely, not changed, eliminated. These only represent the interests of special groups and not you and I. These are our bane. We have to say no to them, and we can only say no when you where they exist and how bad they are. So what is one of the solutions? I'm only going to give one because I want to go to this clip from Cause Unknown of Death. Have you noticed recently, in fact, just today I saw an article, a credible article, that all of these people were dying, young doctors in Canada dying. I mean, just a huge number, and young, for no apparent reason. And all these different groups are people are dying young, and no one's questioning it. You should. So what would be one of the solutions? Well, first of all, you have a couple. The most important thing is be aware of how much power you give to all these corrupt corporations and corrupt governmental agencies because you depend upon them. I never will forget how absolutely hypocritical every one of the Occupy Wall Street groups I went to and how inane their explanations were. I remember we had 10,000 of us. Maybe you were in that march from Prospect Park over 10 days down to Washington, D.C., ending up there with a whole day of discussing, handing out brochures. And our demonstrations were peaceful. We handed out documentaries and demonstrations about genetic engineering. It was wonderfully produced. Oh, by the way, Awakenings is the group that produced that film that we saw yesterday. I want to thank them. They're good people. In any case, I walked up the street because I heard there was Occupy Wall Street one block away. So we were all, thousands of us were there, and we were hearing speakers all day and getting literature. And I walked up, and there was a whole camp, and they're all sitting around talking. One guy talks, and everybody echoes what he says. Like somehow that was being really cool. And there was a small tent there, and I went over, and there were two women there, I'm guessing in their mid-30s. And I said, hi. I said, I'd like to invite you to come down for refreshments. We have lots of good organic vegan food, and we have a lot of wonderful speakers who came from around the United States to talk about genetic engineering. No, we're not interested. Okay. And I said, I covered the first day of the first demonstration in New York. In fact, I covered it for the first 21 days. I'm assuming that you're still carrying forward. Oh, yeah. What are you against? They both looked at me, and almost simultaneously they said, we're against corporate control over our lives. I said, good, I'm with you. I'm with you. I said, now, how much of your life is under control? Well, none. We're here. See, we're in a tent. We come out here on the weekends, and we set up tent, and we get donated food. I said, okay. So I said, do you mind if I share an insight with you? It's not meant to in any way intimidate you or offend you. What is it? I said, well, your tent is made by a Fortune 500 company. The clothes you have on, the shoes you have on, the hat you're wearing is made by a Fortune 500 company. The credit cards that you have in your wallet, credit, that's corporate America. And I see your bedding in there. I know the store that comes from, that's corporate America. And I'm looking at the food that you all have out here, McDonald's, and that's corporate America. So what part of corporate America are you so angry with that you're willing to protest but not get out of? Then they just turned away from me. Okay, fine. This hypocrisy was rampant throughout the United States, rampant in that movement. And that's why nothing happened from it. Anyhow, we don't have 1%. We have 0.001% controlling everyone else. But we also have 16% who are also those policymakers and opinion leaders who contribute and support them. So give up, get off the grid. Stop reading the New York Times. Walk away from Wikipedia. Walk away from CNN. Walk away from HMATA. Walk away from the hamburgers and the fast foods. Walk away from the New York Times. You don't need them. It's only disinformation, and the more disinformation, the more under their control you are. You're giving them your power to suppress you. But here's a different thing, and this I was thinking about. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who I know, we're professional friends. He's running for president. Okay, right now he's got about 13%, and that came off Joe Biden. Okay, if you want to change things, you have to have someone in power who is not going to be co-opted. Every president we have seen for the last 40 years, their entire cabinet of technocrats came from the swamp. And most importantly, I can't blame Trump for hiring only swamp creatures, because quite frankly, in my opinion, he's too dumb to understand what day it is. I mean, this man is just a functional illiterate, but that's who he is, fine. And I don't believe people voted for him because they thought he was gonna solve the problems, because he lies about everything. But what they did is a protest vote, and you gotta pay attention to this, because all those unionists who were betrayed with NAFTA, CAFTA, GAFTA, the Clintons and everyone betrayed them, wanted their vote, got their vote, and then betrayed them. They have gone independent. And they also voted out of protest for Trump. So wouldn't it make sense to say, well, what can bring these people down? Well, two things can happen. Either they're so bad, they're so corrupt and greedy, they don't even see how weak they're becoming, and their systems begin to collapse. And we see that in cities everywhere, where they control it, and we see the policies in those cities have caused them just to all become third world nations. However, listen to what I'm going to suggest. I see the entire edifice, everything collapsing in the next 12 months. How so? First off, for the first time in 16 years, people who had the goods on criminals within government and corporate America are allowed to have them testify, bring them in under subpoena, which they couldn't do before because Pelosi wouldn't allow it and Schumer wouldn't allow it. And if they don't allow a hearing, then you're not going to have that hearing. So now we're seeing the following. We just learned yesterday that the former director of the CIA after Brennan then picked up the phone, called some people, and started talking with some people about a letter they put together, and had 51 of the top intelligence operatives in the United States who run agencies in some key position. Director of the National, National Security Agency, et cetera. They all signed it saying that the Biden laptop was just a plot from Russia, but none of them had seen it. They didn't. They had no time to look at any of the information. They acknowledged they didn't. But there we had a lie perpetrated by the director of the CIA to lie just before an election. There's your election interference, because they were afraid if that information got out of what was on Biden's laptop, that would directly implicate the vice president in a pay-to-play, not just in Ukraine, but around the world. So they wanted that stopped. So they intentionally put themselves in that position. Every one of those 51 individuals should be brought in. And it not only then shows the American public how corrupt every one of our intelligence agencies are, but all the people who are at the top of those agencies are equally corrupt. So that's one that's going to fall. Because when that falls, it's now all these whistleblowers are coming forward and showing what's wrong. The latest person to come forward is the top person in the IRS, a criminal investigator, and his entire team had all the information to indict Hunter Biden. They took it to two U.S. attorneys, both rejected to prosecute. How did that happen? Well, it's a man who's now Secretary of State. His name's Blinken. And Blinken, evidently, put some pressure, and that didn't happen. Also, there was also another person who's yet to be named, who made calls on direct behest of the White House to see that those indictments didn't happen. Because we were all wondering, with all this information that is there, why hasn't he been indicted? You'd be indicted if there was 1/100th of what was there. But it wasn't. Now we see the chain of command of who made the calls, who made the emails to say, stop this, stop that. So now we got that. Then we have this top IRS person saying that he could not get these U.S. attorneys. Well, who said that the U.S. attorneys were independent? Ah, the head of the Justice Department. Oh, no, we don't interfere in anyone's business. That guy in Delaware, he's doing his own investigation. Now it shows that that's a lie. Because who in America is powerful enough to tell two U.S. attorneys to stop? Only one person. And that is the head of the Justice Department, because that's where it all falls under. So now he's going to be brought back, and he's going to be told, here's the whistleblowers, here's what they said, here are the U.S. attorneys, and you said that you had no input, and you lied under Congress. That's a felony. And he will resign, or one of these people in this involved in this is going to do the following. They're going to testify as long as they're given complete freedom from prosecution in jail. Here's how it works. Let's say that two people commit a crime. True story, the Sotheby's owner and another owner, whether it was Christie's, one of the two big auction houses, and they were these two particular auction houses, they were manipulating the price of things, and they were both indicted. One of them testified to get the freedom. The second guy didn't get there in time. They only allow one because that's what they need to indict the other. The other guy went to prison. In any case, you're going to have a lot of people going whistleblowing, and that IRS agent has now filed for whistleblower status. Now, on top of that, you also have another area. They're getting people in to testify. Dozens upon dozens, that's the number we were told, dozens upon dozens of FBI agents at all levels who've sought whistleblower status, who've already given evidence in private, now they're going to give it in public, showing that the FBI from up clear up the chain and the Justice Department were corrupt. They go after people based upon their politics. They have enemy lists. This is a big deal. Americans don't like that. And it's not one person, it's dozens upon dozens. It'll probably end up being thousands. Because once you open that gate, everybody's going to pour through it who saw that they were involved in a completely corrupt organization, the FBI and Justice Department, both of which should be completely abolished and start from scratch and do it with ethical people. So that's just going to drop. But the biggest drop is going to be when all of the scientists who worked on COVID come forward as whistleblowers and tell the truth. Two already have. And one was a vice president with the company that got the money from Anthony Fauci that then took it on different routes, including through the University of North Carolina, into the Wuhan lab to do gain-of-function research. And there are other studies, and there are other people who are going to say the gain-of-function research was being done to weaponize the virus, not to help people. Well, why did you have 23 laboratories doing gain-of-function research in the most dangerous, corrupt place in America or in Europe, and that is Ukraine? Victoria Nuland, the most powerful woman in Washington, D.C., her and her husband, they are the neocons. They're the ones who control everything. And she was Under Secretary of State. She still is. And she plotted the coup, along with Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, in Ukraine, 2014, and ousted a proper government and got in their own government. And all that's a matter of record. Well, then how are you going to explain why did you need 23 different labs doing gain-of-function research? Why do you have these labs all around the world? Can you prove that you were not doing anything to weaponize the virus? Well, here's the problem. A woman reporter, a great reporter out of Australia, has just brought out a book showing that she found, and people cooperated, that the Chinese government was intentionally weaponizing the virus, the same virus, to use in weapons, not for helping people's health. And that got out. Now, I can't say at this moment whether it's an accident or whether it's intentional. There's evidence of compelling nature on both sides. But all these people now are going to be brought in under subpoena to testify under oath. If you want to be indemnified and held harmless, get out of jail, you got to testify and tell the truth. So now all these doors are going to open to all these secrets up to this moment. And then you're going to see the associations that Elon Musk's Twitter has, thousands upon thousands, that Matt Taibbi was able to analyze and write on, showing different reporters and different news organizations met and knew, here's the story you got to tell. And that's why they were all saying the same things. Here's corporate interest. Here's Google, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. They're all working together to control content. And we didn't know that. If you suggested this just 9 months ago, you'd be called a conspiracy theorist. And only because Elon Musk bought Twitter do we know this to be fact. So now bring in Kennedy again. Kennedy is one of the three leading attorneys in law firms in the United States that are bringing lawsuits against these individuals and bring him to show, for example, that everything we were told to do was a lie, and they knew it from day one. Walensky and all of them, especially Anthony Fauci, they knew at the time. Because why? Because as Naomi Wolf discussed in a conversation with me yesterday that we had before she appears Tuesday on my program at night, she says that we have hundreds of thousands of documents, and many of those documents have tens of thousands of pages. We're dealing in millions and millions of pages, and 2,500 people in the United States and another 1,000 overseas, scientists and of all types, are analyzing these by groups, and they're showing that the very first research they did, all the manufacturers, they all knew that it would cause myocarditis, which is not temporary, not transient, it's permanent. You don't have a scarring of the heart and suddenly it goes away. That's what's going to kill you. So they lied about everything. They knew they were lying at the time. That means malice aforethought. That means they can go to jail. So now, it's not civil, it's criminal. So now the lawsuits are starting. Every one of these institutions that has been controlling the narrative, controlling what we do, controlling our lives, spying on us, every one of these is going to collapse. That then means that honest individuals will come in and fill the breach. That's one way that we can see this happen. And also, standing in the shadows is a $242 trillion debt that we have. They only talk about the $31 trillion debt of the federal government. That's just interest on the debt. They don't talk about corporate debt. They don't talk about state debt, city debt. They don't talk about individual debt, mortgage debt, car debt, credit card debt. You add all that up, and you're already at over, with $26 trillion gross domestic product, you're dealing with somewhere around $90 trillion. You're already at 300% debt to gross domestic product. Add in all of our debt, including the $22 trillion they stolen from Social Security and put in worthless IOUs. Now you're up to 1,200% debt. We are totally bankrupt. And now the BRICS nations are coming in. They're going to create their own mixed currencies with the ruble and the yuan and the riel and other currencies. And they will take control of being the number one manufacturers in the world. And they will be bringing prosperity to what now is about 22 countries, but it's going to go up to around 70 or more countries who want to be a part of that. They will represent over 70% of the world's population and upwards of 60% of the total wealth. What do you think is going to happen to the value of your dollar and everything pegged upon your dollar the day that you read in the next 12 to 24 months that the BRICS nations, the whole group, consortium, has succeeded the United States? And they won't have the debt, but they'll have the prosperity. The dollar will collapse. How much so, we don't know. But I'm expecting somewhere between $20 to $30 trillion to evaporate. Just giving you a heads up. That will also cause all these things that are happening to stop. So those are a couple suggestions of what we can do or what might happen. We'll see what happens. And I'm going to take I don't have time to take calls. I want to say goodbye to our BA audience, and I'll just take another couple of minutes here. But I'm going to give you even more insights on what I see happening. But you've got to become active. You can no longer stay silent. And I got a call the other day from a gentleman from California, and he raised an important issue about, you know, what's going on in California, how bad it is, and it's going to get worse. And Lewinsky just recently said that we should all have a booster shot every year. Well, now in the new rules of these smart cities, and 5G is what gives you the opportunity to connect all these smart grids. That's how they play. They didn't tell us this, but that's what was waiting in the background. Now you see how it all works together. They want to control where you live. They want to control what you do. They want to control your speech. They want to have you have a chip in you. And Harari's already said, we're going to get this chip in you. And Elon Musk has already said that one of these can control your thoughts. That's what they want. They want you in a permanent state of soma where they continue to live like kings and pharaohs. That's how they see themselves. Such pathetic people they are. Also, we are right at this moment, we're filled up for the retreat and the scientific study. If that changes, I'll let you know. And real quick, we have a special today, and it's a what we're calling a revitalize and get healthy special now. Wrong information. Sorry, someone in my office gave me the wrong information. I was looking at, I had two. I'm only going to mention one right now. I have a limited number of Get Healthy Now. This is a 1,145-page book that helps guide you on a complete revitalization of your health and well-being. It answers all your questions. Now, normally this package, you're also going to get Healthy Now, the documentary. So that package is $75. You're only paying $24.97. That's a 72% discount. You heard me right. 72% discount. You're getting the big book, Get Healthy Now, as long as copies last. And you're getting the documentary, Get Healthy Now, for $24.97. You're saving 70%. You're saving $50. How about that for a special? That's really good. How do you get it? Call Neil in the Vitamin Closet at 646-926-5430, 646-926-5430, or you can go visit him, pick it up. Or you can call, you can order them yourself right online, or you can call our number And the order number is 877-627-5065. 877-627-5065. Now, mind you, this is a 1,165-page book. It deals with, you name it. It deals with all the issues. How much protein do you need? What are the best sources? What are the best foods? What are the superfoods? What are the supernutrients? What do I do if I have, and just name the disease and go to the chapter. This is it. I mean, this is the most important book on health you're ever going to have. And also a documentary that's very enlightening, where I interview 12 different physicians, mainstream Orthodox physicians, on how they are helping heal their patients. So call and get this package. It's only $24 in some cents. You're saving 72%. Call 877-627-5065. It'll be shipped out today. Now, that ends it for today. Again, we're all filled up. You waited too long, unfortunately, to get into our anti-aging study. And that's closed. And our health nutrition retreat, that's closed. We still will allow, we got one person who is qualified. We're allowing two more people who cannot afford to come, but have skills, useful skills, that we can be on staff with, because we have an outstanding staff. And I have regular staff that come to every one of our retreats. You've all met them. We don't let them tell you what they do. One's a judge, nurses, physicians. Yeah, but they're wearing blue jeans, act like normal, regular people. But without them, this wouldn't be the success it always is. So if you're a person who has special skills that can contribute as part of a staff, you'll call Luann and see if it's, if there's a match. 903-881-7008. We're only taking two. This is for people who want to be there but can't afford to be there. 903-881-7008. Thank you all for listening. Let's go to Utrice Lead right now.